might discuss a little bit. It says that the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, in sackcloth, and with earth upon them. Why do we think it was necessary for fasting? You might ask, what is fasting as well? But why were they assembled with fasting? What is the understanding of the sackcloth? And then the earth that was upon them.
Well, with us to consider these three, because it seems from orderly way they had to do these three things before they start confessing. Mm-hmm. And confession is again found in the Word of God. We are exhorted to confess. In the Scripture, confession has two sides. We know from Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. It's a confession of someone who doesn't know Christ Jesus, to confess him that God has raised him from the dead and he shall be saved, and to believe in his heart. But when we go to 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, we will understand there is the confession of the believer. So the Word of God teaches us everything we need to know. It teaches us how to respond to God. It teaches us that there is a season for everything, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. But also now it teaches us that we need to confess our sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive us from all sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So why is it that they have to go through these three aspects of things? Fasting, Brother John touched on it quickly. If one has to briefly summarize it, it's self-denial. That is to say, I am not going to depend on my natural resources. I am in a situation that I completely going to declare self-denying and total dependency on who? On the blessed God. So it is not my natural resources. I'm going to depend on the blessed God himself. Fasting is denying self. Sackcloth from the Scripture might relate to us the lesson that I come in the sense of humility, in a spirit of humbleness. You see, it's very hard that a genuine, true confession could be uttered in the sight of heaven if one has a sense of pride within their own hearts. So when we come to confess, self-denial. I approach it with a spirit of humility. And the earth is a very interesting thing in the Scripture. It's an act, I believe, maybe other brethren would help us. It's an act to describe to me what I am as far as in myself. From dust to dust. That's all what we were, dear ones, dear young ones. We are, as far as Scripture, dust and to dust. And what they are saying before God, we are the nobody. We are just dust before you. So this is the right spirit. That I deny self, I come before God in spirit of humility, and I also recognize what is my position in myself, that truly in my own person, I'm from dust and to dust, and in such a spirit, I can come and confess to the blessed God, seeking and trusting that he is faithful and just to forgive me.
You know, these are not things that are common amongst us. It was not common for Israel. You know, you wake up just yesterday, 15th day, they were celebrating. And now here we are on the 24th day of the seventh month, and they assemble, and it's in a different manner altogether. The self-denial act, you know, I'm taking off clothes that I really like, and I'm putting on a different set of clothing, and I'm literally taking dirt or putting my face down to the dirt. What has brought about this change? Because here it says they were assembled to do this. And it wasn't just one or two. The entire company took this particular action. Why?
The reading of the book exposed their self.
Can you say that a little louder? Because I think it's a good point.
The reading of the book made them see their need of repentance.
So it ties back to what Brother Amos said yesterday about the Word of God. This book will keep us from sin, or sin will keep us from this book. This book, what it's going to do, amongst other things, it's going to expose us. It's going to make us look at ourselves in the way in which, or from the way in which, God looks at us. And up until this point, the Word of God had not been central. Perhaps forgotten. Certainly some of the feasts had been forgotten. They had been in bondage. And they were joyous, or told to rejoice, in the fact that the Word of God now had been returned to the place it should. But there's more to what God wants from us than just rejoicing that the book is in its rightful place. It's for us to read the book. And when they read the Word of God, they started to see just how bad they were, just how far short they fell from God's standard. And I believe it's a very commendable lesson for us here to see that all Israel came together in the same manner. We are in the Old Testament, but in the tabernacle system, you had the thought of eating the sin offering. And that meant that even though it was my brother or my sister who had sinned, I viewed it that I had sinned as well. And so they assembled together recognizing that they had all fallen short. Sometimes as we move around, we hear of a situation, and it's not involving us, and we say, wow, that's terrible what he did. Mm. Terrible what she did. Oh, my goodness. What happened? I know what happened. You never see them at the meetings. That's what happened. But you know, that's not the attitude here. The attitude was there was a real burden that brought about fasting. Because you know what? We don't like to give up food. So there was a real burden and exercise in their souls concerning the sins, the falling short of the mark. And then there was the sackcloth and ashes, and then there was the dirt. We are nothing. And I believe that when we see and hear circumstances that affect the Lord, affect the assembly, that we should eat that sin offering. We should have this same commendable action of self-denial and being before the Lord on our faces.
I think it would be good to consider what they're hoping to get out of this. If you look at the order of events, they open the book, they see their state, you know, they celebrate the feast because they were supposed to, and then they come here and in their sackcloth and the ashes and with their... And the goal, I think, what they're hoping to gain from this action, I think is very important. Because not only did the book make them recognize their state, but the book, the reading of the book, helped them recognize what they lost. And the goal of repentance is to reestablish the relationship that they lost with God. What they're hoping now in the confession and coming in this humble state, they want to bring Israel, the company, back to where they were in relation to God. They recognized He has not changed. He's always been right where he is. They've fallen. So now the whole purpose of this, gathering the way they're gathering, the confession, everything that they're trying to rebuild the relationship that their failures, that their faults has affected. They're trying to bring themselves back to God.
Yeah.